I didn't actually expect for you to eat another Jersey cookie. I guess all the excitement of being here in Wonderland is really getting to you. While you were asleep, I got word that Absalom accepted the invitation to join our tea party. I guess the Queen got to him quicker than I expected her to. Usually he's as quick as a horse. A seahorse. So, not really that fast, but not the slowest either. It would probably be a week if no one told him to hurry. Not that I understand what all the fuss is about. No, I don't. I mean, until now, you'd only have 2 cups of tea. If there were some havoc for you being here, it would have happened after maybe half a cup. Though, I don't think I have any cups like that in the collection at the moment. A cup that's just kind of half of a normal one. With one of the sides are flat. And I'm not talking about the bottom. But yes, maybe I shouldn't talk about the poor cup's bottom. That's mean of me. And I think they're off on holiday right now. Only a half holiday, though. They should be back in a year, if I'm lucky. And I usually am very lucky, non Alice. I think. I'd like to believe I am. Therefore, I must be right.
Am I interrupting something? If need be, I can come back at another time. But the White Queen made it quite clear that I was needed as fast as possible. But of course she would need me. I am the smartest in Wonderland.
Absalom! There you are. I'm a bit perplexed at how long it was taking. Did you get lost on the way here, or did you stop for another tea party? I wouldn't understand that, since there are many other good tea parties out there, but none of them are like mine.
Why would I stop at another tea party on the way to this tea party? I was instructed to be quick, but everyone I met needed my advice on the way here. Who am I to let them go without an answer? Your problem is not the main priority. Are you even going to introduce me to your other guests? Hatter. It is quite rude to omit someone from the conversation like this.
Oh, yes. Absalom, this is Non Alice. They are not a resident of Wonderland, nor are they the Alice that has been here before.
Hatter, really? I can clearly see that this is not Alice. My dear, I am Absalom, the wisest in all of Wonderland, and I am confident that your name is not Non Alice. So tell me, what is your name? Ah, yes. I have been foretold that you would come here one day. No need to panic, my dear. Nothing sinister is afoot. The opposite, in fact.
But the Queen was very worried. Are you quite sure?
This person is not going to be the end of Wonderland. How did you even get here? Ah, yes, I see. It was very brave, or foolish of you, depending on the circumstances. To come here at this time, there is no conflict going on, non-happy times. We simply just exist in the vacuum of time, neither going forward or going backwards. We are just here. That means that you are safe. And we are just living our lives. As like now, we are at a tea party hosted by the Hatter. Though that in itself is dangerous. In a way, you never know what you're going to get here.
That is true, I guess. You need not point it out so boldly. This was just a nice tea party until we got other guests. Now, anyone, everyone is just running a bit amok. While me and Nonna Alice here, we're doing just fine. We were having the time of the century. Me drinking tea, them sleeping. Quite the party, if I might say so myself. And I am, so that's how it is.
Really now, you do understand, Hatter, that if someone is sleeping at any tea party, it is not that interesting. If they really feel sleepy, then they were just disinterested by the whole thing. Or you let them have a drowsy cookie. Well, there is something to be said about leaving drowsy cookies close to the unexpected guest. Something will happen. All I have to say is, good luck, Nonna Alice.
I don't know why everyone is going on about the drowsy cookies. Well, do you want another one?